the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. And now for some good news. The population of tigers in India and Thailand has grown. In India, in the Western Ghats region, there are some 250 to 300 of the giant cats, a quadrupling of their population over the last 30 years. And in a wildlife sanctuary in Thailand, there are now about 50 tigers. These numbers are tiny when compared to the estimated 100,000 tigers who lived in the forests from Turkey to Russia to Indonesia at the beginning of the 20th century. Tigers now occupy some 6% of their historic range and number only about 3,200 in the wild, a drastic decline that is directly the result of humans hunting the big cats and encroaching ever further into their habitats. To count wild tigers, scientists use camera traps, which enable them to record the tiger's unique stripe patterns using the same fingerprint-matching software that criminologists use. The growth in tiger population is particularly heartening in South Asia, which has been the site of epidemic poaching, to feed the global black market for tiger parts such as pelts, bones, reproductive organs, and meat. And it shows that if the conditions are right, tiger populations can recover.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.